This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, 14-day movement control order is the best time for us to reflect. And we know life has to move on. And this, the ninth reminder, tips that we want to share with all of you. We know that Ramadan is coming soon. Maybe a month times we are going to meet up with Ramadan al-Mubarak. So it's also very important for us to plan Ramadan activities together to see what we have to do. If all this movement control order still carry on, then we know that we cannot go to the mosque to perform Qiyam Ramadan, known as Taraweeh to all of us, because it's not encouraged to mix around. Even our intention is good, but Allah Almighty make it easy. Inshallah, we can perform Qiyam Ramadan at home. Not only Qiyam Ramadan, even the Fardu prayer now, we have not been encouraged to perform in the masajid. Yeah? Then the Sunnah prayer also, you can do it together with your family. Yeah? The son, the elder son can lead the prayer, or the father. Qiyam Ramadan, known as Taraweeh, is not difficult. When come to the recitation, in the prayer, you just recite whatever is easy for you. The important thing is to perform the prayer in the best manner, with adab, tuma'nina, tertib, no rush. That's why you call Taraweeh. Taraweeh means you perform the prayer in a very relaxing manner. Taraweeh, raha, ya tarawaha. Yeah, you don't have to rush. Take your time. You have a lot of time to perform this prayer. If you feel that you want to delay it to later hour, you are welcome. After Maghrib, you breakfast and then you pray your Maghrib prayer, and then you have the dinner again, and then after dinner, you want to delay a bit to perform Isha at 10, and then together with Qiyam Ramadan Taraweeh, you can do that. Yeah? You don't have to rush. Yeah? And Qiyam Ramadan is highly recommended. Yeah, to do it at home, if you can. But if you are praying in the musalla, because there is some reminder, extra kind of activity, that is good, it benefits you more. But if not, the Prophet also have said to us in the hadith Sahih Muslim, after the salah, fi baytihi illa maktuba, the best prayer other than fardu is at home. That means the sunnah prayer is highly recommended to perform at home. This is a good time for you to train yourself to be leading in the Qiyam Ramadan. Now, all this movement control order is not here to stop us from doing what is good. Yeah, but it's here to give us the opportunity in the same time, the Qadr of Allah, to do things together. Not just an individual. The husband sometimes very active, but not the wife. The wife sometimes very active, but not the husband. And sometimes husband and wife are very active, but not the children. So this is the time for us to get together and do everything together. Jama'ah rahmah. There are extra blessing if you do all the good things together. Even all the charity work must carry on. We don't stop doing all the good things that we can do. You must try your best to reach out, even to help the poor and the needy. You have to plan. Because the more you do good deeds for the sake of Allah, especially in the month of Ramadan, then all the reward will multiply. And without forgetting the sacrifice of those who have been working 24 hours around the clock to safeguard our health, the doctors, the nurses, the security force. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them and shower His mercy on them and protect them from any harm that may come to them. So may Allah make this Ramadan that is coming very soon the best Ramadan for all of us. Amin ya Rabbil Alamin. Wa bila tawfiqi wa aqli da'wana. And alhamdu bil alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.